Hello, Market Watcher. Welcome back. I'm David Revelle, and this is Value Side at Noon. Right now, the debt ceiling agreement is confirmed. However, any release in the U.S. strategic oil reserves put on hold. In the markets, stocks rally big, gold and bonds down slightly. All that, and today's market comment, whatever happened to Evergrande, coming right up. Stocks roared out of the starting gate this morning as it was confirmed by Majority Leader Chuck Schumer that the Senate had indeed reached an agreement on the debt ceiling. Add another $480 billion to our debt until we can figure things out in December. Now, the market liked the idea, and after the first hour of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was ahead by 500 points. All major stock averages remain at or near their highs, up more than one full percentage point on the day. Yesterday's other major story, the comment by Energy Secretary Granholm that the U.S. was prepared to sell oil out of our strategic reserves, has since been denied. And on that denial, the price of oil quickly jumped by $1 a barrel. That quickly translated into higher prices for our two major oil companies, ExxonMobil and Chevron, which drove stock indexes even higher. Such is the good news today. So to sum up, a broad-based rally in stocks with the major averages all up more than one full percentage point. The price of oil also up, but no one noticed that. Gold and bonds are down with cryptos mixed. Stay tuned to our market comment, whatever happened to Evergrande? Well, if you thought it was especially quiet on the Evergrande front this week, you were right. Chinese financial markets were closed for a holiday. But tonight, about the time we're settling in with that nightcap, Chinese markets will reopen on their Friday morning. As it's becoming increasingly obvious that the eyes of the whole world are now focused on Evergrande, the major Chinese real estate company, which skates closer and closer to a financial disaster. And if you think that's a bit of an exaggeration, consider this. A U.S. Secretary of State, our nation's chief diplomat, someone who is in charge of negotiating between nations, a U.S. Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, is cautioning China to act, quote, responsibly in its workings with Evergrande. Really? We're now including corporate finance as part of the purview of the Secretary of State? Not the Treasury Secretary or Commerce, but Secretary of State? Fascinating. And it's all part of a global move to place some of these major corporations, particularly big tech, in a much higher status, somewhere just short of being an actual country themselves. In a recent Bloomberg editorial, we were introduced to the new term, corporate superpower. And it seems to be no exaggeration to say that there are corporations today which have reached far beyond their own home countries and impact a vast swath of the world. Look no farther than our own Big Five, Apple, Amazon, Facebook, Microsoft, and Google. Their range of services and financial scope go far beyond the USA. And Blinken, at least tacitly, is making that point about Evergrande. Should Evergrande default, something that appears increasingly likely, the impact, it is feared, will be felt worldwide. And Blinken's admonishment that China should act responsibly seems to be a recommendation that China should bail out Evergrande for the good of the world. It's clear that the fear of contagion has now hit foggy bottom. However, most Wall Street analysts now feel that China will not bail out Evergrande. Instead, it looks like the Chinese authorities will try to ring-fence the real estate giant and limit its impact, perhaps protect some of the financial companies and banks who are investors in Evergrande. But as for Evergrande itself, it now looks like they are on their own and will be allowed to fail. After all, just this week, Fantasia, a lesser Chinese real estate firm, was indeed allowed to go under the waves. It's a very interesting, distinctly Chinese approach, and a real departure from how the Americans would deal with the problem. Bailouts, after all, have become a normal occurrence on this side of the Pacific. So here's a look at the Evergrande dance card over the next little bit. Everything begins tonight as the Chinese markets reopen after their week-long holiday. Then next week, yet another bond interest payment is due, and this is a brand new bond which we have not yet discussed. And finally, that 30-day grace period for the first set of bonds will expire. And at last, those offshore, dollar-denominated bondholders who've been put on hold for a month, they will at last learn their fate. It's been a long, hard struggle with much more to go. The bond payment schedule for Evergrande continues at least through the end of this year. But in our immediate future, look for Evergrande's overnight trading to have a fairly substantial impact on tomorrow's U.S. markets. And that's the value side for this Thursday, October 7. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. ¶¶